Next item is subdivision 2005-65 Reynolds Road LLC, Bay Manor, revised preliminary and time extension.
Mr. Chairman, just for the benefit of the commission, I'm not going to participate in this one.
All right, sir. Does that mean we get to appoint Mr. Willard as our temporary counsel, or?
You make his day.
I think we can probably go counselless for one site plan here. All right, sir. Gentlemen, anybody? Mr. Burton, I think this is in your vast area of responsibility.
Was there septic feasibility on this?
I don't have the approved copy from Danrec. Do you have one, Mark? Not the approval, no. I don't have anything else to add besides the notes that I sent you. If you want it, you could. I mean, you may want to discuss the revised plan, but you probably should defer action until at least get the septic for the half acre lot.
As I understand it, the lots are being reduced and in number and up in size.
Correct.
Is there any reason, because of that fact, is it possible or maybe desirable that we approve it subject to receipt of, that way it doesn't have to come back again? If that's the only thing holding it back, gentlemen, if you got other considerations, Bob, please bring them up, but I'm just thinking it's
like you, Mr. Chairman. My thoughts would be that if the lots of a conditional site plan approval were delineated, then the soil scientist would be able to attribute the soil borings to specific lots. Is that how that would happen, as opposed to the ones that are the 7,500 foot approved?
I would suspect that that's what's going on, that they're having to go with the new plan. And the question is the revised plan okay? Typically, we don't approve a site plan without having the septic feasibility done, but this has already been through the mill once, and I just throwing it out there as an idea. Of course, I guess nobody's beating the door down to build houses right now, but.
I did look at the minutes from the meeting back in September of 2006. There was no opposition to the application, and the adjoining property owner, he did speak in support of it.
Yeah, and the lot number is going down, right? Not up. So, guys. I think we have enough to do without bringing it back, but I'll just leave that up there. Y'all.
Seems that we sometimes got to change conditions that we impose on subdivisions, or especially when we have clusters. Are there any particular conditions that we've imposed or outlined? Because I know that they're proposing to take away the swimming pools, so sometimes we'll specify what the actual amenities are.
I have the conditions from the preliminary approval for the 7,500 square foot lots. The first one was there shall be no more than 85 lots within the subdivision, so that one would change. Standard applicant shall form a homeowners association. The standard stormwater management meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county best management practice shall be utilized. Entrances shall comply with DLDOT. 8-foot wide walking paths shall be installed on at least one side of all streets within the subdivision and throughout the site, and shall connect with the amenities. The applicant shall maintain 100% of the existing natural forested areas. Undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. The wetlands shall be included with any lot lines, and there shall be a 100-foot buffer from all wetlands. The amenities shall be constructed and open in use to residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. All homes shall be stick-built on site. This one would be deleted. The area of the wastewater treatment facility shall be fenced. school bus stop shall be located within the project with parking for at least 4 spaces. A street naming and street naming and addressing subject to mapping and addressing and final site plan review by the commission.
Yeah, gentlemen, we have a highly paid consultant here who I think may have a little bit of information to share with us, and I'm going to let him earn his money, so.
Good afternoon, Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group. In the letter that I had submitted along with a few of the documents, I submitted a revised and amended conditions of approval for Bay Manor. I'm hoping that everybody had received a copy of that. These are the conditions that we revised for the reduction in lots down to 41 lots. Also, just for the record, I submitted a section 99-9C update outlining the 17 items for the 41 lots. We submitted also a letter from the soil scientist, Dr. John Dixon, outlining what he did to ensure that 41 individual on-site wastewater disposal systems could go on each individual lot. He met with the state soil scientist out on site. He did submit an official soil feasibility report, and if I could just hand that into the record. I was hoping by today at 3 o'clock I was going to hear from Mr. Scott Klein that we did have the approval. He's verbally talked to Dr. Dixon and said that he's fine. He met out on site. They did a few more soil borings, some test pits, and ran a couple of single ring infiltrometer tests, and everything was fine. That's the reason for the letter by Dr. Dixon and the submitted report. Again, we did submit to answer Mr. Johnson's question, we did submit a revised.
I see it.
So we were kind of hoping that would be part of the record or for your consideration for approval.
As a point of clarification on the first stipulation, was there something in there? Did I hear you say something about no lots in the woods? It was like number second one, third one.
No wetlands in the lot.
I mean,
no wetlands.
No building in the woods.
Yeah. Now,
what was that about the forest?
As stated during the applicant's presentation, the applicant shall maintain 100% of the existing natural forested area. The undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan.
So in this plan, you're proposing to build some?
About 4.5 lots. One thing to note also, we did increase on the first application, we had a 50-foot buffer from the 404 wetlands. We now have a 100-foot buffer from the wetlands that we are going to be adding to the site plan or the subdivision plat.
I noted that.
That's very socially responsible of you.
I kind of chuckle, Mr. Chairman, because I look at this and I see it's like, takes up all the space, and it makes me wonder how we squeeze 81 in there, but shows the difference in the sizes.
Yeah, it's just the difference in lot size, yeah. Probably a better plan now.
My only comment, Mr. Davidson, would be I noticed that you have those streets that end with a T that would Woods View Drive and Meadowbrook Drive, and rather they're being circular, attaching to the main road, you know, making a circle. I guess you had to do that because of the stormwater management ponds.
That and the other thing is it reduces the impervious area. Again, the whole point of the whole part of this redesign was trying to reduce the infrastructure costs. The Monagles asked me to look at that and see what we can do. They do meet the minimum requirements for the engineering department as well as the fire marshal. The legal turnarounds. It does utilize less paving to be able to do that. So,
and where would lot 1 and 41, how would they access?
They'll access off the entrance.
Off the entrance?
Off the entrance, yes. There are actually 3/4-acre lots. Those two lots, keeping in kind with the other lots along the road frontage of Reynolds Road.
Anybody have anything else for Mr. Davidson?
This can just be adopted with these conditions proposed?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're inclined to approve it now, yeah, you can just incorporate the revised conditions in the motion, right?
If you choose to do so, yeah. Did you want to go through them?
I don't have a problem.
Each of you got a copy of them. 14 of them.
Yeah. I don't mean to have to be read into the record. I mean, the document's is on the record, so you can just refer to the document, right?
That's what I'm thinking, but Vince is looking like he's just swallowed.
Well.
He's not participating.
He's not participating.
He's not participating.
He's not participating. He's just telling you what he looks like, that's all.
I should have just walked out completely. It would have made it a lot easier for everybody.
Maybe you should
Read the 14.
Check your reading skills and.
Are you trying to say, IJ, he shouldn't play Texas Hold'em?
Go ahead and read.
He should have, he'll take his money.
Read him in, that's fine. We need to read him in, we'll read him in. That's a big thing.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval for subdivision 2005-65 Reynolds Road LLC Bay Manor revised and preliminary and the time extension with the following amended conditions. The maximum number of dwelling units should not exceed 41. The final site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Department should be required. Sidewalks will be provided on one side of all subdivision streets. Interior street lighting shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT and within the time periods required. Subdivision lots shall be served by individual on-site wastewater disposal system as approved by DNREC. Portable drinking water shall be provided by individual on-site wells as approved. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable and state and county requirements and shall be operated during utilizing best management practices to provide positive groundwater recharge. No wetlands shall be included in individual lots. Homeowners associations shall be formed for the perpetual maintenance, repair, replacement of interior streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. Street lighting will be provided through Delaware Electric Co-op. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. All landscaping shall be provided as part of the final subdivision plan, and the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district transportation manager to establish a school bus stop if the transportation manager deems a spot is necessary or appropriate.
Mr. Chairman, I second that with a proviso that I hope Mr. Burton finds his rubber glasses.
Got to.
Was the request was for a one-year time extension?
Yes.
Okay, just clarifying. Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-65 Reynolds Road LLC Bay Manor revised preliminary and time extension with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.